On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, hello there. Thanks for joining us today. I'm George Adair. We do the show every Wednesday at noon, and you can always stream it at ksro.com, and you might check us out on Facebook. We're streaming live on Facebook right now. That's always fun. I'm joined in the studio here with Michelle Marquez, of course, our trusty producer and co-host.
How's it going?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. Are you ready for the holiday season? Yes.
We're getting ready. Mm-hmm.
I saw you put up a leg lamp. Very festive.
It's a major award.
Yes, it is.
You know, the leg lamp is of course, a classic Americana culture now, I guess,
sure.
Right?
Yeah, from A Christmas Story.
Yeah, from A Christmas Story, the movie, which is really an edgy movie if you look at some of the stuff that goes.
It is.
Yeah.
Sort of, a precursor to Family Vacation, right?
Yeah, absolutely. great movie. So, yeah, my wife is a big fan of the leg lamp, so she bought that a few years ago.
Nice. Oh, I'm so glad that it was Laura's decision because it's right up my alley, and I'm glad she likes that, too.
Absolutely. So it seems to be someone catching on. A lot of people have the leg lamp.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, well, they're I don't know if it's going to be trendy or if it's just the new thing. You know, it's like mistletoe.
Right.
It's just going to be around now every Christmas. Hey, folks, do you have any questions about purchasing a home or refinancing? Not sure if you qualify? Give us a call over at Bay Equity Home Loans. We'll help you figure out your options. 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100 or go to georgiaadair.com. That's
what?
The website.
You have a new website?
Well, it's not new. I've had it for a long time. Now using it.
That's fancy.
Well, you know, the interweb. I wasn't sure if it was going to make it, the web, you know, the internet thing.
I'm glad you waited to just sort of see whether it's going
to
catch on.
I had to make sure, you know. Some people still think the world's flat, right, Dave Farner?
Right, exactly. Oh. So there, but fortunately, I'm not in that camp.
Well, I'll go ahead and introduce you. Dave Farner, he's with Terra Firma Global Partners. Thanks for joining us today, Dave.
Thanks, George, for having me. Michelle, so, nice to be here.
So, Dave, I think we should talk about the most important things first, which is, what's your favorite Pinot? Okay.
My favorite Pinot, quite honestly, is Dutton Goldfield.
Okay.
I am a huge fan of their wines and, you know, local Sonoma County, Russian River Valley, and they just make beautiful, beautiful Pinot Noirs.
New controversies around Pinot, I hear, though. Sourcing the grapes, the genome or whatever it is, something to do with whether it came from, actually from California or from what county, right? Hmm.
Really what it comes down to, and I'm not a wine expert, I'm just an enthusiast. I like drinking this stuff, but it's how the grapes are grown, where they're grown, and how they're handled.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's really what matters.
Yeah, I think so too. You're also a cyclist.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before.
I was a competitive rower in high school and college, and then as I've gotten older, I've done more cycling, and recently I've gotten my first gravel bike.
Ah.
The new genre of bicycling where we can take a road setup out onto gravel roads with little knobby tires.
Absolutely. We call them knobby tires. Look at that.
Who's calling you?
Hi. Don't call me. I'm on the air.
That's your wife.
And you know, I got distracted. Dave, you turned your phone off, and I was supposed to turn mine off. And now, they might keep calling. That'll be interesting. It is live, folks. Yeah. Anyway, so Dave Farner, you're also heavily involved with berries. Tell our listeners about berries and what it does for the local MLS.
Okay. So Berries is the Bay Area Real Estate Information Service. Mm-hmm. It is a private company that runs the MLS services for 9 associations here in the North Bay region, 9 counties, and 5 associations. It's unique in the fact that in California, most MLSs are run by their local association of realtors. The Marin and Sonoma associations got together along with Solano and Northern Solano counties and Mendocino and Lake County then 20 plus years ago and set up a private company to run the services.
Got it. Yep.
Okay. So what we do is provide for the real estate community, the MLS services and the database at which your home, if you're going to sell a house, that's the primary place for a home to go. And we're working really, really hard to take advantage of the technology and create a better product for our members. We have over 8,000 realtor members real estate professionals who utilize the Barris service.
How many? 8,000?
8,000 members.
Well, now that's grown in recent years, I imagine.
You know, we've been up around 7,500, 8,000 for some time.
Okay.
And
but the Great Recession washed some folks out.
Yeah, it took out some, but really it's been remarkably stable.
Did you know that 50% of agents in California did 0-1 transaction in the last year?
51%. Crazy. 0-1, yeah. It's easy to get your real estate license, and there's a lot of people who are, you know, sort of believe they're being real estate agents, but yeah. They're not.
They're kind of weekend warriors.
And yeah, but yeah. It's the old 80-20 rule. You've got 20% of the population
God, it's
doing
90-10.
Yeah, it's actually spread out a little bit in the real estate industry, but it's still you've got a hardcore group here, especially in Sonoma County. I would say, you know, 500-700 agents who are really, you know, out there day in, day out,
right,
pounding it out.
Yeah, so. And so the tool, the MLS, is a tool that gets the information out to the public about people listing their home. Correct. Now there's a misconception that Zillow and Redfin are providing the most current active information, right?
Right. Right. And that is actually very incorrect. And while those provide useful tools for people, the problem is, and on their homepage on Zillow, they admit that their margin of error is plus or minus 7%. One of my colleagues down in Santa Barbara said, "Yeah, just go back and ask." Zillow estimated this house to be worth $6.5 million, and it sold for $34 million.
Well, yeah, they were off on that one.
They were off on that one.
Yeah, margin of error was 500% on that one.
Yeah, so. The MLS provides extremely accurate data. Not only are we providing what's active on the market today, what's available to the consumer to buy, but also it's the historical data, and we're very, very careful about how we maintain that data for our members and keep it accurate and keep it up to date so they can do their job effectively.
So a lot of sellers today look at the commissions of 5% and 6%, which are really high in a marketplace where your average home price is $650 to $700 for them to consider. It's a lot of money, and I don't mean high like they don't deserve it, but it's a lot of money.
Right.
And they look at that and go, well, I could just put my house on the market with some other company and manage it myself and not put it on the MLS. What's the disadvantage to that decision?
So it's the thing, you get what you pay for. Okay. And you're not going to go and ask your surgeon to go do your own appendectomy. Okay. You're not going to create your own trust or will. You're going to go to a professional. There's risk involved. And our job is to get the highest and best price for our clients when we sell their home, but at the same time, we want to reduce our risk. In the last 50 years, the number of attorneys in California has grown eightfold. We live in a litigious state, and people, when there's a problem, are unhappy. My job as a real estate professional is to help people minimize that risk and exposure. And I do this day in and day out.
I've been doing carry this special insurance too.
Yeah, we have E&O insurance. I've been doing this for 21 years.
Yeah. So E&O insurance, tell our listeners what that is just briefly.
Okay, E&O insurance, if there is a mistake or there's a problem in a transaction and something has happened other than fraud, okay, if I've committed fraud and done something wrong, which fortunately I haven't in my career, I'm not covered. But if there is a claim and there's a dispute and our company is pulled in and there is a settlement in a dispute, the E&O insurance kicks in and covers part of that. Now, I have a fairly high deductible. It's $5,000.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, in 21 years of doing this, I've had one dispute between a buyer and seller, and it was solved in mediation in 2 hours.
Yeah.
So I've not had to utilize my E&O insurance ever.
Don't ever let it lapse, because historically you lose all the coverage.
Right.
It's interesting how they do that. So E&O insurance is one of the things you get as a protection in working with an agent.
Yeah.
It also keeps agents sharp. You know, they want to always be doing their best. They don't want to get into litigious situations. For sale by owner is a scary thing, but it's also more and more common these days when I see families selling within families, or someone bringing someone into the ownership of a house. Do agents help in those transactions?
There are times when we'll be involved. If it's a related party, we can be involved in certain situations. I'll have times where I will refer. I just had a client who the neighbor next door wanted to buy a property. It was a piece of land. Mm-hmm. It was a mutually agreeable situation. I referred them to an attorney who drew up the paperwork only.
Right.
and that took care of that. But that's rare. Those incidents are rare, but it does happen.
Tell me about the realtor designation. Not every real estate agent is a realtor. What does that mean?
If I am a realtor, which I am, I means I am a member of my local association here in Sonoma County, which is the North Bay Association of Realtors.
Yep.
I am a member of the California Association of Realtors, and I'm a member of the National Association of Realtors. Join all three trade associations, and I subscribe to the Realtor Code of Ethics.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yes.
So you're, it's not automatic.
Correct.
Okay. I want to go back to what Barry's is and what the MLS is, because I think that there's people think that there's just one MLS for the entire country, but it's really regionalized, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And so the MLS you have to think of as a database. Uh-huh. It's nothing more than a database. I shouldn't say nothing, but it is a database showing the houses that are available. But again, I'll jump back to the fact that it has historical information, which is very useful both for the consumer and for the real estate professional. Now, there have been pushes to get to a statewide MLS. There's a large MLS in Southern California that's trying to grow. We are growing our MLS by having relationships with our fellow associations throughout Northern California, mm-hmm. and we have what is called a data share. So our members, our 8,000 members, have not only access to the five associations here in the North Bay, they have access to associations throughout the Bay Area on up to Sacramento, and we're hoping to grow that data share over time.
The MLS gives people maximum exposure through both realtor partners, real estate agent partners, and also the internet.
Correct.
And is it still called the IDX? Is that still what they use where they link that information to each website?
Yes, IDX feed. And understand that 95% of the consumers are finding their home on the internet.
Yeah.
So it's very, very important that when you launch a property in the MLS, you have all your photography all set, all your pictures. Our company, for example, we do all professional photography, flyers, etc., so that when we launch and push out to the universe on the internet, the house is shown in its best light.
I love it. So Dave Farners with Terra Firma Global Partners. He's also the chair, I understand, right?
Chair of the board of directors mm-hmm. of Barris.
That's great. We're going to come right back. We're going to go do a quick commercial break. You're on air with George Dare. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, this is George Adair from Bay Equity Home Loans. We're your local lender, but I want you to know we have cutting-edge technology available to you. I'm really excited to announce our Bay Equity Express closing. You don't have to go search the internet to find your home loan lender. We're right here in Santa Rosa, Petaluma, and Windsor. Bay Equity Home Loans offers many loan programs with amazing technology. At closing, you can digitally sign your loan documents. It saves time, saves frustration, and we get to the closing process so much faster. If you're buying in Sonoma County, the speed to close is one of the most important factors in getting your offer accepted. The reputation of Bay Equity locally is amongst the best. Visit us at bayequityloans.com or call 707-583-8100. Again, 707-583-8100. Bay Equity is your home for loans.
Equal housing lender subject to credit approval and MLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act and MLS ID 245370.
It's been called shell shock, war neurosis, and battle fatigue. Today, we call it post-traumatic stress disorder, and it affects one out of every five warriors returning from battle in Iraq and Afghanistan. The Wounded Warrior Project offers comfort and support for warriors with PTSD and all other scars of war, whether those scars are visible or hidden. Find out how to help, because for warriors, the greatest casualty is being forgotten. Please visit WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Are you getting the benefits of full market exposure when selling your home? Ask your agent if your home is on Barry's MLS, Bay Area Real Estate Information Services. Barry's MLS is the primary platform used by more than 60,000 real estate professionals to share properties for sale in Sonoma, Marin, Napa, Solano, and Mendocino counties. Most listings are displayed on popular consumer sites. Visit GreatHomes.org to search for listings, find an agent, or see what your home is worth. Ask your agent if your home is getting the value of Barry's MLS.
On air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
And just as a reminder, folks, you can always go find our past shows at ksro.com. Go to the Ask the Expert section of the website. You'll find me and some past shows. Michelle does a great job of cataloging those and describing them so you can see them. And if you want to find out more about our guests, you can also go to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Bay Equity Loans. Why do I always talk about Bay Equity Loans? Because that's where I do my loans for my clients. I use them as my platform and my lender. And we do a lot of business here in Sonoma County. So if you yourself want to figure out what you qualify for and you want to work with a local lender with really good technology, that's us at Bay Equity. You can call us at 707-583-8100, 583-8100. Hey, if you want to work with a great realtor, Dave Farner, he's at Terra Firma Global Partners, is my guest. How do people reach you, Dave?
Thanks, George. It's easy. My cell, 707-477-8781.
477-8781. Don't put them into a robocall system, people, please.
Yeah. Or you can go to davefarner.com, or you can find me on our company website at terrafirmaglobalpartners.com.
Awesome. How long have you been doing this?
I've been a full-time realtor since 1997, 21 years now.
Wow. Active member of the community,
yeah,
participating at a level of excellence in Terra Firma, of course, being a local partner, local brokerage, and great choice for you. I want to talk about this Friday night. It's going to be a little cold for you. What are you doing?
So Friday night is Social Advocate for Youth's One Cold Night event. And this is an event that's been going on for a number of years here in Sonoma County. My wife and I moved to Sonoma County 10 years ago. I started my career, I born and raised in Marin, started my career in Marin. We took a little two-year hiatus in Oregon and came back to California, thank goodness. Settled here. We've been here 10 years now. And I was made aware of Social Advocates for Youth a few years ago and really admire and respect the work that they're doing here in our community. Their focus is to help youth homelessness and try to end that cycle. When children turn 18, a lot of the social programs in place at the state and local level term out for them, or they age out. They age out of the foster care system. And there's this assumption that once they turn 18, hey, they're fully functional members of society. And that, sadly, is not the case. So every night in Sonoma County, over 500 young people between the ages of 15 and 25 are sleeping on the street. And this has been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
SAY has been in existence since 1971 and has been helping with a variety of services, emergency and temporary housing, mental health care, job training, skill sessions to help these young people get on a path to independence and productivity so they can be really fully functional members of our society and also have an opportunity to get ahead in life. I realize now as I reflect back on how fortunate I was to have parents who loved me, a home, a family, a roof over my head, a good education, a warm meal every night, a bed to sleep in. All of those things many of these young people have not had. They're breaking the cycle of abuse, drug addiction. Some of these kids lost homes in the fire. So there's a whole myriad of reasons why they're on the street, and SAY is doing the heavy lifting in our community to help these folks.
So how do people support you in what you're doing this Friday?
So on Friday night is the One Cold Night, and a group of us, there's about 60 participants, they're called sleepers, and we're going to sleep outside to help support and advocate for these young people. There's a few locations in Santa Rosa, there's one in Sonoma Valley, one up in Geyserville, one in West County. And we have pledged to raise monies to support the event. I went out to my database and have had tremendous support from everyone in my database.
Yeah,
that's great. Very gratified. And my part is to go out and spend the night. One of the things I really wanted to point out about the event this Friday night, there is a candlelight vigil at the SAY Dream Center on Summerfield from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. for the public. And it's open to everyone. They ask for a $10 donation of a Safeway gift card or Target gift card for the young people. But it's an opportunity to come and hear a little bit about the SAY program, the overall scope of what they do, some songs, some music, and then a vigil just to show our support for these young people.
And then do you bed down after that? And
so then the sleepers get together for a couple hours from about 7:30 to 9:30, as I understand, and get a chance to visit, have a meal together, and then they take us out to our location. And my understanding is I'm going to be on the sidewalk near the Press Democrat building in downtown Santa Rosa. I get a sleeping bag and a tarp.
Jeez.
Wow. That's quite...
That's intense.
That is intense.
Yeah. One of my colleagues has done it the last couple of years, and she said, yeah, it was raining and cold. It's a very, very sobering experience. It's not pretending that we're homeless.
No.
It's about showing support for these young people, regardless of their circumstances and their situation.
Yeah, I don't know that you're going to get a lot of sleep, but hopefully you get a lot of support. And do you have a website, or how do people want to participate?
If they want to contribute, they can go straight to the SAY website, which is their main website, which is saysc.org.
Great. Well, I appreciate you telling our listeners about it.
Yeah,
well, really cool. I mean, I've been supporting it off and on for a couple of years as well. And another friend of mine, Aaron Friedman, as I mentioned, he's doing it too.
Yeah. So I was actually surprised the response from a lot of people who were not aware of SAY.
Yeah,
we all sort of assume that everybody knows they've been around for 45 years, but I was actually surprised the number of people who did not know about their work and the organization.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that I raised their awareness.
Me too. So if you just joined us, I have Dave Farner here in studio with me. He's a real estate. Are you a broker agent? I'm sorry.
I'm a salesperson.
Sales agent. Yeah, okay. So. With Terra Firma Global Partners, great local firm. And your knowledge of the marketplace is something I'm impressed with. Let's talk about average home prices over the last few years. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what the fires did. You kind of have a whole rundown. I'd love for you to kind of go through. We can talk back and forth about that.
Okay. So we basically, we peaked out almost 12 years ago in 2006 and 7. The median priced home in Sonoma County, single family home, was right around $580,000 in 2006.
Okay.
And in 2007, that's dropped slightly to about $550,000. And then we bottomed out in 2009 and 2011 at around $350,000.
Yeah.
So we really hit, you know, the market really corrected.
Yeah.
We've now climbed back out, and we came back to those numbers from 2006 and 2007 by 2015, 2016. So by 2016, we had a median price of $580,000. In 2017, median price was $630,000, up about 8.6%.
Mm-hmm.
In 2018, it looks like we're up to $670,000 and up 6%. But the truth is, since the fire in October of 17, the market has segmented. We spiked for about six or seven months after October, up until June 1st, July 1st. And across the board, we were up 10%, 11%.
Okay. And so that was a spike.
That was a spike.
And then did we come back off of that?
Yeah. So what happened is we hit the pause button around June 1st, July 1st.
Yeah.
And we've gave some of those gains back, around 5% of that.
Only back. 5%.
Yeah.
It wasn't a burst.
No.
People were freaking out, but it really wasn't something to freak out about.
It was just now we had run up so fast and people were grabbing properties that were available, and it's understandable. We had this unique event.
We had 2.5% of our inventory disappear.
Right. Exactly. Almost overnight. So now the inventory has come back through the summer and fall, and we're starting to see prices back off a little
bit. And I want to clarify, just if I may, I believe you're talking about inventory of existing homes coming back to the market.
Right.
Of course, the construction homes have barely even come back at all.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Roughly the numbers have been the city and county have issued around 500 permits so far. I heard, now it's almost 2 weeks ago, there's only been 17 certificates of occupancy.
Yep.
17 people moved back in. So we were very slow for this to come back on board.
So do you see the trickle of homes, or do you see it a wave of homes coming back into the marketplace from rebuild?
So the North Coast Builders Exchange said we'll complete about 250 homes this year in 2018, probably 300 to 400 in 2019, and maybe 1,000 in 2020.
Which is okay, but, right?
Which is okay. We're going to absorb those homes.
And a lot of, I don't know what the stats are yet. I'm very eager to see how this plays out. How many people will actually move back into their homes, how many people will sell their homes. We have no idea.
Right. Yeah. Sadly, you know, initially we thought maybe 25% of the people would not rebuild. That number is well over 50%.
Are not rebuilding.
And
selling
that
vacant lots.
They're selling vacant lots. Okay. And they're either buying an existing home or they're moving out of the area.
Yeah.
Or they're sitting tight. Now we're 1 year into the cycle. Some people have another year of insurance.
Yep.
The rubber's going to meet the road when their insurance from for the rents now are going to run out.
Okay. So are you telling people to stop trying to predict the market and just buy when the time is right?
I counsel everybody. My wife and I just closed on a home.
Oh, congratulations.
End of September. And like a lot of folks, we got caught in the downturn. When we moved to Oregon in 2006, we got caught.
Yep.
And we've been essentially repositioning ourselves and getting established.
Yep.
And I counsel all of my clients, especially my buyers, you buy a home if it's right for your personal circumstances.
Yep.
You don't do it just because everybody else. We, frankly, got caught up in the irrational exuberance of 2006 and when we moved to Oregon.
Yep.
And that was a bad move.
Yeah.
So I have learned my lesson, and I try to share that wisdom with people to say if it's right for you, if you're going to be in the community for the next 5, 10, 15 years, if you think your job is secure, buy a home. Make your place. And for us, it was time for us. And I felt perfectly confident buying a home in this market.
It's great. And I really appreciate your candor about that and your own personal experience. You know, our personal experiences do lead us to be good teachers as well. And I'm sure in your consultation that comes up. Folks, if you want to work with a really great local real estate agent, Dave Farner, Terra Firma Global Partners, great choice. Give him a call. What's your number again?
477-8781.
477-8781. And you can also find him at the Terra Firma website, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Google it. It'll come up. Thank you for sharing all this information with us. And we just have a few seconds left, but I want to say congratulations to what you're doing with the SAY event. Again, this Friday, you can go to saysc.com, I think you said.
saysc.org.
And folks, you can share this interview by going to our Facebook page. You'll be able to see it. We're Facebook Live. Thanks for joining us on the interweb. I like to make fun of the internet, if you haven't noticed.
The internets.
I'm George Adair. I am a believer the internet's staying around. Go to georgeadair.com. You can learn more about what I do. Until then, folks, be good. Kiss your kids. Happy holidays. Be safe. It's wet. And we'll be back next Wednesday at noon. Thanks a lot. Take care.